Finally, this hour, a Chinese company has signed on to carve a canal across Nicaragua, creating an alternative to the Panama Canal. Scientists are concerned about the potential environmental impact, but NPR's Richard Harris reports conservationists have so far paid little attention to the megaproject.
People have been thinking about digging a canal across Nicaragua from the Atlantic to the Pacific for more than a century, and the idea has never gone anywhere. But that may be about to change. The latest plan has strong support from the Nicaraguan government, and this is not a modest proposal.
To compete with the Panama Canal, this has to be a huge canal in terms of the width and the depth of the canal.
Axel Meyer is a German biologist who has done fieldwork in Nicaragua for 30 years. He's watched with increasing alarm as the canal plan has gained momentum. The canal would literally cut the country in two, creating a biological barrier, and the route would traverse the largest source of fresh water in Central America, Lake Nicaragua.
So also that entire lake would have to be dredged and kept open during the operation. And that is something that is a major concern in terms of the sedimentation and the whole impact on the wetlands around the lake.
Not to mention the risk of oil spills. Connecting the lake to the Gulf of Mexico to the east would presumably follow the trace of one of the small river systems. Meyer went out last October to look at some of the possible routes.
It's unfathomable for me to envision these huge, huge ocean liners and ships to go through these small streams. In the dry season, you can walk through there, drive your car through there.
To voice his concerns, Meyer co-wrote a commentary in Nature magazine with Jorge Huete Perez from the University of Central America in Managua. He's also president of the Nicaraguan Academy of Sciences.
We don't really know what's happening. We just know that the concession was given to this company, that there are no environmental studies, and that they are doing their own environmental study.
Huete says that's a conflict of interest. So far, the company hasn't even said what route the canal would take, yet they plan to have the environmental assessment wrapped up quickly, so construction can start next year.
Most of our experts are saying that you would need, you know, 2-3 years, many, many people working on this to be able to complete these studies. And yet, you know, they want to do something like in 3 months.
The Chinese company that's running the project says it's hired a firm called Environmental Resources Management to do the assessment. Its offices in Washington and Houston didn't return NPR's phone calls. The canal also seems dubious because it would be a much longer and slower route than the Panama Canal. Huete says it seems so crazy, he's having trouble convincing global conservation groups to take it seriously.
People are not really paying attention because they think that this is not going to happen. And yet, you know, this might be a part of the problem.
It may be speeding forward because there's no vocal opposition. Carl Meacham, director of the Americas Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says there are huge risks if the project does advance with little regard for international legal and environmental standards.
I think that that would be quite negative, and I think that the United States and other countries would probably voice their opinions, and this should be relevant to the people that are financing this project.
Nicaragua is one of the poorest countries in the Western Hemisphere, so it's not hard to understand why the country would want a project that could bring jobs and other economic activity to its shores. Axel Meyer hopes that Nicaragua will instead follow the lead of its neighbor, Costa Rica, which does a booming business in eco-tourism. Richard Harris, NPR News.